This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
President Trump put himself before country.
Well, that House Judiciary Committee hearing looking into President Trump's possible impeachment is still going on. And during the day, over the last several hours, the hearing seems to devolve at times into nothing but delaying tactics, such as at one point when Democratic counsel Barry Burke was backing a witness into a corner and suddenly a point of order.
I mean, we described what Ms. Williams said.
Sorry,
said
is that your
inappropriate?
No, you didn't.
Ms. Chairman. If either you can ask, or you
can't.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not. He can either ask or answer. He can't do both. Mayor, you can ask or answer. You can't do both.
The gentleman is not recognized.
The chairman
and that went on for about another minute and a half. If President Trump is impeached, the Republican majority Senate would try him on the impeachment allegations in January, but his conviction by the required 67 of the chamber's 100 members and removal from office remains unlikely. Well, if the impeachment hearings are construed as the worst of times for President Trump, he is likely to boast of the best of times for the United States economy. Rita Foley of Associated Press has more.
The nation's business economists think the economy is growing, but more slowly. 2.3% in 2019, they estimate, slowing to 1.8% in 2020. What about a recession? They put the odds of a recession by the end of next year at 43%. But the chance of recession by mid-2021, 66%, they say. Half the respondents called trade tensions the number one economic risk through the end of next year. The survey is from the National Association for Business Economics. Rita Foley, Washington.
Well, for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and